Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Imagine they walk in and they find you big man with
big
chicken
man.
Breast around
chicken
your
breast.
Fucking...
Yeah, and a little microwave on your side. And the plate you warm it in.
What's up, guys?
What's good?
What's handening? Y'all
what's
good?
Handening? What did you say?
What's handening?
Hanenin?
Yeah. Welcome back to the Friends Are Benefits podcast. Here with another one.
Episode 11.
A banger. Episode 11.
Yeah. Let's hope you guys are ready for this.
Episode 11. Anyways, what are we talking about today?
Listen to this. Okay?
Is it going to blow my mind in any ways?
It's going to blow your mind because it's a bit weird still.
I like to learn.
A Chinese man inserted an eel. You know what an eel is?
Yeah. The electric fish.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. In his anal.
In his anus.
In his anus, yes.
Yeah.
To try and relieve his constipation.
My God.
He inserted a whole ass fish.
Yeah.
Relieve him from his constipation.
Did it work?
That's a good question. But listen. When he went to the hospital to have it surgically removed, the eel was still alive, bruh.
That eel is forever traumatized.
That eel is gonna commit suicide. We need to have a watch out for that eel.
That eel is forever traumatized.
Not gonna lie,
that's something...
We need to put him on a watch list. Because there's no way you can go through that. That's sexual assault.
That's actually something I would have done, like, 5 years ago.
Do you know how big an eel is?
No, I know, but fam... Let me explain. You know I'm like mad gluten intolerant and intolerant to everything. So I just started like feeling good like 2 years ago when I started the gluten-free diet.
Yeah.
Before that, my tummy used to... I was constipated the whole time. Constipated, bloated, headaches all over the place. I was so desperate at that point.
This.
Yeah, I was so desperate
How
at that point.
How are you admitting this? Like, it's insane to me.
It was desperation. I don't know what kind of constipated that man was yet, but he had to be super constipated to even come up with that idea.
You know what I think it was?
What?
I don't think it was constipation, bro.
No.
I don't think it was constipation, bro. I feel like he told them that.
Oh, you got me thinking about it now in an entirely different light.
Yeah, because you know how them fish are. Like, they're actually huge, you know?
They're humongous.
They're huge.
Must have been a baby eel because no way that can fit in a man's anus.
Well, they didn't say baby.
But it had to be. Have you seen the size of that?
They're huge.
They're humongous.
And he wants people to know that he did that just for a little constipation thing.
God damn, bro. Nah.
There's no way. I don't believe
it. He probably hit his G-spot.
He wanted satin to hit something there.
He definitely hit his G-spot.
There is no way.
God damn, that's actually mad, you know?
No, I've heard a
similar story about somebody putting something in their ass and then they went to the hospital.
Were they alive?
And they said they fell on it. Yes, that's how it went. I don't remember what the actual object was, yeah?
Yeah.
But my man said he fell on it. So no matter what it was, yeah?
Yeah.
So he was walking around naked.
Yeah.
In his apartment.
Yeah.
And then he fell on that.
He had to be naked. Yeah.
And what is the... How accurate could it be that it goes right in his anus? How... Why can't it hit like his ass cheek or something like that? You know what I mean? But he said it went right in. Knowing the world, that was a coincidence.
What was it though?
I don't remember, but it was something hilarious. It was something hilarious. I think it was like a humongous cucumber.
I don't remember. How did he even stand?
See, that's the thing. I don't remember what it was. Yeah. But I knew it was something that people commonly use for that.
For like a masturbation thing.
Anal. Yeah. It's like carrots and shit like that. So something that people have used. So it was something like that. It's not something that was mad. It was something that people commonly use.
That just got stuck in there.
It got stuck because it was like big. It was like too big. That's the reason why it got stuck.
And he said he fell on it.
He said he fell on it.
That's exactly what I think this guy was on too. Because a little constipation thing, you're going to throw a whole ass fish in there.
A whole ass eel. Nah.
What are you talking about?
That's mad, you know. That's actually mad.
No, because this is exactly what I was talking to you about. Because... you guys do like crazier shit. Men do crazier shit when they're horny. Men do crazier shit when they're horny. I'm not even going to lie to you. There's some confessions I hear in the streets. Exactly. That are men doing like the crazy shit. But yeah.
Facts though. Not facts.
It's like facts. I'm not going to lie. It's actually facts. Yeah.
It's actually facts. Yeah. Men do weird ass shit.
Weird ass shit.
Yeah.
Weird ass shit.
What's the craziest thing that you've heard?
Oh my god. Okay. This guy, he got, what is it? I think it was a pineapple. The pineapple was at home.
Yeah.
So one day he just looked at the pineapple and he was like, yeah, that sounds good. That looks good. He took it to his room, masturbated with it. Like, literally fucked it, basically, yeah? He put a hole in the pineapple.
My God.
I don't know which... I think it was pineapple.
Pineapple makes sense.
Yeah. But I'm so confused. How do you guys not get UTI? But that's a different kind of discussion. We're going to talk about that later, though. But he...
He couldn't have raw dogged a pineapple.
Raw dogged it?
No way.
Yes, he did.
I cannot believe that.
But here's the catch, yeah? Because he... I mean, obviously, he's going to come inside it, yeah? He's going to come inside it, right? Right? So that happened. And this guy just put it under his bed so he can redo that every time he gets horny. So, like, it was a regular thing. He did it again, second time and third time. And then he literally said, like, after the first time, it gets better.
Oh, my God. Because
all the cum and everything is there. Like,
oh,
it's so, like,
God.
I guess juicy. I'm going to throw up. So he kept on fucking it for literally a long period of time till it actually was just mush at this point.
How did he not catch an infection?
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. That's
must have
exactly
gone
what
bad
I'm saying.
As well. The pineapple must have gone bad.
This is literally what happened. So one time he put it inside.
Yeah.
When he took it out, maggots.
Oh.
All around his penis.
Yo, you made me almost gag. Oh my god.
Maggots all around his penis. And his next move was to scream and throw the pineapple on the wall. That shit smashed.
It was maggots everywhere.
Come everywhere and maggots.
Oh
everywhere.
My god.
Everywhere. So tell me that men don't do the craziest shit when they're horny.
That sounds like a horror movie scene.
That's disgusting. That's the most disgusting thing ever. Ever.
Holy. What? Nah. Look, I already knew men do stupid ass shit.
Yeah.
But that is nuts.
This was like a confession. He confessed this. I think it was on Reddit. I need to find it. But he literally confessed to this. And so this literally happened.
Holy shit.
And he said it gets better.
I thought that...
Gonna throw up.
Like, there's this one that I've seen somewhere where it was a guy, he made a thread on Twitter.
Yeah.
And the thread was, okay, I'm gonna teach you guys.
Yeah.
Men.
Yeah.
How to masturbate elitely. Okay.
high level stuff.
Yeah, where it feels the best and it feels most realistic.
Yeah.
And the thread went something like this. Mm-hmm. Buy chicken.
No.
You already know where this is going.
Holy fuck.
Buy chicken breasts.
No. What?
Yes, chicken breast, yeah, because there's no bone in it. It feels it's flesh.
I was thinking
it's more
alive.
Realistic. No.
You sent me,
It didn't get that. Ooh, it didn't get that far.
Okay.
So take the two chicken breasts, try to form a circle, right? And then put a plastic bag around it. So there's plastic, so you're not actually fucking the chicken flesh to flesh.
Oh,
there's
that's
plastic
salmonella.
Around it.
Yeah.
And then make sure that the chicken is heated up a little bit. So it feels warm. So it feels like an actual punani. That was the thread that I saw on Twitter.
So he must have done it.
He
even said warm it
a bit. You cannot come up with that.
Yeah,
you cannot come up with that if you're not participating. He did his research.
Research.
And he did the practicals as well.
No, like, you know what's the craziest part?
Yeah.
He must have tried it cold one day and said, nah, it needs elevation.
He was like, wait.
I need this to be warm.
He was like, wait, what does a punani feels like? It probably feels a bit warmer, you know?
Yeah.
Let's heat this up.
Yeah.
So it feels more realistic.
Exactly. So he must have done it so many times before with the breast. And he was like, I can make this a little bit elevated.
That's why I said elitely, man. My guy wanted to show you how to get into it in an elite way.
That was his specialty.
100%.
That was literally his specialty.
Imagine somebody walks in on you. Like, first of all, yeah, somebody walking in on you, whether it's chicken breast or not, it's already embarrassing. Imagine they walk in and they find you big man with
big
chicken breast around
chicken
your
breasts.
Fucking...
Yeah, and a little microwave on your side.
She said a little microwave.
And the plate you warm it in. So
not
confused.
Gonna lie, I would fucking die right on the spot. If I was there, I would rather die in both scenarios. If I was the person that walked in, I would have died. If it was me that got caught doing that, I would have died.
You still want to die, exactly.
Because you cannot unsee that.
No, like,
I can't
first...
even unimagine it.
No, you cannot let that mouth get out of the house again.
No, you can't.
That mouth cannot leave this house.
Nah,
fam. Now you're gonna be a chicken breast fucker. Nah, man. That's, oh my God. You don't even understand. That's actually wild.
That's actually wild.
Now, I wouldn't even think like he's like masturbating at that point. Because my mind will not like go there directly. There's no way.
Nah, because 1 + 1 in that case doesn't mean 2.
Gonna think, oh, you're warming up the chicken and then you're fucking the chicken because it needs to be a precise it needs to be like perfect heat,
perfect temperature. Nah, man, that gives Jeffrey Dahmer vibes.
It's giving Jeffrey Dahmer vibes. definitely
giving Jeffrey Dahmer vibes.
Yo.
Definitely some shit that nigga would do
if he didn't already
do it. He tweeted that fam. Had to be an anonymous account.
Wow.
No, but it all goes back to the main point that you made. Yeah, men do mad shit.
Mad shit. And I don't understand how, like, you guys do not get UTIs.
No.
Urinary infections. I'm so mad.
I think it's evolution.
Girls can do... Oh, yeah, you guys tested it.
It's evolution, you know?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because God knew, like, you guys will try to do some crazy stuff.
We would definitely experiment.
Yeah. So he was like, I'm going to keep them safe before they kill themselves.
Exactly.
Madness. Oh, that's
all right,
mad.
To you guys listening, yeah, have you ever thought about... putting
what?
An eel inside of you? Because we don't know. Maybe it might be a common thing. I don't know.
No, you will have to have an eel.
Is that the first thing that comes to your mind?
But like, you have to have an eel, right? At home, available. Or did he go and buy one?
But obviously he went and bought one. Obviously he went and bought one. A live one for that matter, because he wanted it
to be
alive.
He must be working in a fish market or something. Because there's no
way. He must be working in a zoo.
Yeah, because you can't even find that in the fish market.
I don't think they sell
probably,
that in the fish market.
I don't know.
I'm not really sure.
This was in China.
He probably went to the zoo and
Yo, fish just scoop one.
And experimented with it.
That's crazy.
Sad eel though. One day you're living life, next day you're the Mazayas. One day you're living life with your friends and family, next day you're in an man's anus. Sad eel. That eel needs to go to therapy.
That eel is not gonna survive the next day. He wouldn't survive. I swear to God, he would drown his own self, because there's no way he's living through
there's
that.
No way.
We need to keep a watch out for that eel.
Now I can't believe we're out here talking about eels, but
yeah.
No, but let's I saw a mad confession, yo.
Yeah.
On
Reddit.
It just broke my heart when I saw it.
Mm.
Because I could feel what the man was going through. I know you're going to think that the man is still trash.
I'm thinking the craziest things now, yeah.
I know you're going to think he's trash because of what he did in the beginning. But I don't think he deserved the punishment that came after it. Anyways, I'm going to just read it off for you.
Do that, Jay. If he's a cheater, I already know that he deserved it. I'm just saying that.
No, he so is a cheater, but he doesn't deserve it.
He deserved it.
In this
it.
Case. In he this case, it. He doesn't. Look, all right, cool. Let's listen to it. Because I'm a guy, and I can feel the pain that he was going through just reading that. Anyways, let me just
only
say.
Only cheaters will understand.
Nah, it ain't even like that, fam. It goes like this. I cheated on my wife 3 years ago. Mm. She agreed to forgive me if we opened the marriage, but now I live in agony every day.
Mm.
That was the title. So basically, my wife, 39, found out that I, 41, have been hooking up with a woman I met online who lived 2 hours away. When the woman visited, we checked into a hotel.
Mm.
This went on for 3 months, and we had met a handful of times when my wife caught us. She was waiting in the hotel lobby and saw us coming down from the room. She left me the next day. We separated for 8 months, and they were terrible on all of us, especially the kids.
They have kids.
Yeah, they got 3 kids.
3?
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife thought that since our sex life wasn't enough for me and that she was sure I would cheat on her again, as well open the marriage.
Okay.
Bet. I told her no because I've learned my mistake, but she wouldn't waver. I relented. We decided not to tell each other when and where and with whom. So basically, the guy didn't want to have the open relationship.
Yeah.
But the wife was like, okay, that's the only option.
Yes.
So
he
gave in. And then they decided that whenever they slept with somebody, they're not going to say when, where, and with whom.
They're not going to tell each other. Okay. Yeah.
Now, over 2 years later, this is the sad part. We are back to normal on the outside. On the inside, I'm dying a little each day. Every time I see her happy, I wonder if this is just her old bubbly self or if she was thinking of somebody else. She is a very beautiful woman, and I'm sure she has no problems finding men who want her. Whenever she takes a shower after coming home, whenever she rejects my advances, I think that she has been with someone, and that kills me. I feel you, brother. I feel you. I have tried to discuss closing the marriage again, but she shuts these attempts very quickly with a divorce card.
Mm.
Before all this happened, we had amazing sex several times a week. Mm-hmm. But now, we have probably done it 4 or 5 times these past 3 years. She demands I use protection, and she refuses to let me eat her or make her C-U-M in any way. I stopped asking because the sex is painfully bad now. I haven't slept
Whoa,
with...
what is that? Whoa, okay.
I haven't
painfully bad?
Yeah.
Oh my God, okay.
I haven't slept with anybody else because the look on my wife's face in that lobby still makes me sick with guilt. I don't know how much I can take. I love my wife and I want to spend the rest of my life with her. Would she ever stop punishing me? Have you ever forgiven a cheating spouse and stopped punishing them? What's going on in her head? Man. Don't you feel for the guy a little bit?
Nope.
It's been 2 years.
He said 3.
2 years.
In 3 years, they have only had sex 4 times, he said.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they agreed on the open relationship for like 2 years ago.
Yeah. And
How
they were divorced for 8 months.
How terrible is that?
Like, what? What are you talking about?
I get it. Like, I get it. I actually get it.
Do you?
I get the punishment in the beginning.
Is it a punishment, though?
Right now, it feels like this woman is holding him hostage. She's staying in that relationship for the kids. That's what I felt like. Because she doesn't seem to be interested in him.
Nope.
Physically in any way whatsoever. Because nowhere you're going to tell me that you still love somebody and you guys are in a relationship and then you guys don't sleep with each other at all. Because 3 or 4 times in 2 years, that's literally nothing, fam. I get it.
No, that is nothing.
It feels like she's just staying because it's comfortable, because that was the main reason why it was hard on both of them, because the kids were suffering the most. So yep. She decided to come back into the marriage, but she's done with him. It's basically a roommate thing at this moment. Yep. That's what it seems like.
They're brothers and sisters.
They're literally brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he still wants it to work.
No, he should have thought about that before he cheated.
He said he felt bad, yeah? In the 2 years, they're both in this open relationship, but he hasn't slept with nobody the whole time. Mm-hmm. And that when his wife comes home and she's happy, and he can't tell if she
you
just got pleasure.
That,
but I felt that
pain.
Part. I really felt that part. Because there's no way in the world. There's no way in the world I could be in an open relationship. I just couldn't. My heart wouldn't be able to take it.
No, you don't want it to be open on her side. But it's always open on you guys' side. Yeah. Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I'm not gonna say that that wouldn't be the ideal situation.
Yes,
that
of course.
That
yes,
would be
of
the
course.
Ideal situation.
Yes, of
that
course.
That would definitely be the ideal
yes,
situation.
Yes, of course. That's a cheater's idea. Because
be
now it's not
it.
Fun anymore.
It's not fun no more. Every time she walks out of my house, my heart is already broken. Yeah. I couldn't take
See,
that.
It's not fun for you guys no more.
It's not fun.
No, no. You want her to be safe. You wanna see her when you come home. But you guys want to be out here doing your things. But now the flipped our script. The script has flipped.
The script has flipped. Yeah.
And no, now that's you guys cannot take
that's
it.
Right, that's exactly what it
and
is.
And now it's a complaint thing.
You know, even...
Now we're used to happy things.
You know, like when we posted the reel on TikTok about open relationships?
Yeah.
Some guys commented. Like, yeah, they're down for open relationships. Yeah, polyamorous relationships.
Yeah.
But... I am 100% sure that they just think of Which? Open relationship on the TikTok reel that we uploaded.
Really? They said they supported that.
Yeah,
I thought
they were down for that.
I thought they were like against it.
Some were against it, yeah.
Yeah.
But there was a few some guys, a couple of guys that were actually down for it.
Wow, I didn't read those comments. Yeah, continue.
Somebody even commented something like polygamy is like the way of the future. Something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like because now things have changed. So it feels like more natural to be in a polyamorous relationship. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that guy was thinking about the fact that it goes both ways. I feel like everybody that commented on that post and they were down for like the open relationship, all the guys, they were just commenting because in their mind, it's like, yeah, I can be with as many people as I want.
But they're not
thinking about their partner doing the same thing as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what is good?
Yeah.
You know how God has blessed women.
Yeah.
You guys don't want it open for the girl. Because as soon as that shit opens, you know she's in business.
Yep.
She is in business.
She's nah.
Exactly. You guys gotta work for this.
That shit hurts, man. That shit would hurt.
She don't gotta even gotta do anything, babe.
No.
She gotta be in the right place.
At the right, she can be anywhere.
Anywhere, actually.
She can be anywhere and she can get it.
Because there was this other woman as well.
Yeah.
Her and her man's like. They were married. He started liking this one girl that he wanted to smash. So he was talking about, yeah, I want the relationship to be open, la, la, la. Because they were not like, she was not having sex with him that much often. So he was like, no, open the relationship. I want us to have like an open marriage, la, la, la. He was talking all that smack. And she's like, she didn't want to do it in the beginning. But he kept on begging for it. So she was like, okay, fine.
Haha.
She said, okay, fine, let's open the relationship. The marriage, because he was like, oh, I want to have sex with this person, that person, like putting her down till she accepted that they were gonna have an open relationship.
That's where he fucked up.
Yeah, so he opened the relationship and he did his things or tried to do his things here and there.
It wasn't working.
I mean, it was working less for him.
Yeah, obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was working less for him and it was working more for her. Now, after he saw that she's actually out here in the streets, the same way you want to be, but can't. Literally. So she is living his dream.
Yeah.
But now he want to talk about, I love you so much. I want to fix our relationship. Like, it's okay if you don't want to, have sex. Let's just close the relationship.
Mm.
Close it. Let's close it. Let's close it. And she was like, nah, I actually enjoy this.
Exactly.
Period. Beach.
Men, play your cards right. Okay.
Play your cards correctly.
Play your cards right. You might think that an open relationship is the best thing for you, but trust me. Trust me, daddy. I don't think you're ready for that. I don't think you're ready for that.
You're not ready for that.
I don't think you're ready for that.
Because if you want to play that game, it takes two to tango, babes.
If you already have a baddie, fam, trust me. Keep yourself there. Because if you open that relationship, now she doesn't even have time for you.
No, she doesn't have time for you.
Now, whenever she comes home, she's already pleased. Somebody else has already taken care of her.
Somebody else is going to do your job.
Somebody has already taken care of her. So if you feel like you guys were not doing it enough before, now she actually has no time for you. So,
No.
You might think that an open relationship is the best thing, but
think twice. You guys want to close it on the girl's end, but open it on your side.
On our side. Because...
Yeah. You guys want to squeak the door open on your side.
Yeah.
When it's fucking shut down.
We want her to be just with us.
Yeah.
Fantasy
no,
world.
Let's not
fantasy
play
world.
That.
That's actually
let's not play
that's like
that.
Every man's fantasy.
It is. Because even
it
like,
is every man's fantasy.
There is literally people even like they still would cheat in a polyamorous relationship. They will still cheat.
How do you mean
that?
How would they cheat?
Because in a polyamorous relationship, like it's sometimes like they have an agreement for them to tell everything to each other, even if they're meeting another person, you know what I mean? So for them to have like a open conversation, that can be for like health reasons, they can be for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
But so like they can communicate, like every time he's on a date, he can tell her. So there's no secrets.
Yeah.
But even when it's like that,
They still wouldn't tell.
Oh,
like, okay,
there's, they will still cheat.
I wouldn't call that cheating, but I see what you mean. Like,
but
they would
is,
lie. They would lie.
That is lying, but it's also like, why? But why? Like, it's literally open.
It's okay. It's okay for you to do it. So
yeah.
Why don't you just be open? Okay, okay.
But that's like, I don't think you guys find it fun when it's like that. I feel like there's like some pleasure in like the secret temptation. I don't know. I literally do not know.
It's actually a mad concept, you know, because when you are in a relationship and you have a girl, it's easier for you to get more girls. That's just been my opinion.
Yeah.
That's just been the way that I found it to be.
Yeah.
So I feel like for them, like the people that want to be in an open relationship, it's like an ideal situation when you already have a girl. So then it's easier for you to get other girls. What's the point that I'm trying to make?
But if it's a you mean like in monogamous?
No, in a polyamorous relationship.
Polyamorous,
even,
okay.
Even. Yeah, yeah. They want it to be open so they can have somebody as an option always.
Yeah.
Like that person is always going to be there.
Yeah.
So if they go out and then they find other girls and they can't find other girls and they try to find other girls, then they would always have somebody to run back to. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Because the idea of being in an open relationship for some reason sounds even better than being single. And being single, you can get a lot of girls. But when you're single, it's harder for you to get girls.
But do you think you can handle polygamous relationship?
No, I definitely couldn't be in a polyamorous relationship. I couldn't be in a polyamorous relationship. It wouldn't work. I know myself, man.
You'll be losing it.
I know myself.
You'll be in the
shower. I would not be able to handle it. Like, I wouldn't even be able to see her the same way. Like, if we had a close relationship and then we opened it, I would not be able to see her the same way. Like, every time she comes home and she's happy, I'm pissed. Like, my heart couldn't handle something like that.
Yeah,
but just like we said, like in an ideal world, if it was like an open relationship, where it's like open on my side,
but closer,
that would be an ideal situation. In a perfect world, I would want something like that. It's not fair, I get it, but that's just how I feel.
Okay,
that's just how I feel.
Yeah,
but if I was in an open relationship and it was open on both ends, I couldn't do it. I actually couldn't, man. I wouldn't be able to handle it, because it also goes back to like the basics of it.
Yeah,
right. Everybody knows for men and women, it's not the same.
I was, everybody like, knows. In my ideal world also, like, it's just a human thing. You want possessive, we're a bit possessive as humans. Mm. Like, we want to own stuff, like, the way that we own our clothes, la, la, la. Like, we want things to be, like, specifically only to us. So it's like a human feeling. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's a girl's feeling or a woman, a man's feeling. Because for me, in an ideal world also, I would still want shit to be open for me but closed for him. Because that's the possessive feeling.
So women would want the same thing as well.
Yes, of course. Anybody would. But at the end of the day, I feel like as humans, we should control that feeling and not be possessive when it comes to actual human beings, because they are not properties.
No.
At the end of the day.
But
the thing you can work through that feelings, technically, if you want to.
The thing is, I think it's more common for men to want an open relationship and not women. Because just like I was saying earlier, it's different. Like, when a man sleeps with somebody else, it's different compared to when a woman sleeps with somebody else.
I wouldn't say that. What do you mean?
On an average or a regular basis, women are more attached to you emotionally if they are going to do that.
The fuck?
Like, even if you have an open relationship, a man can go out and be with somebody like every single night, right? Because he only sees it for the physical part. Like, a woman, even if she had an open relationship, the next person that she's going to sleep with, there has to be some sort of emotional connection, even though she knows she's not dating that person.
That's not the reason why it's different. That's not science. You can't prove that.
Not everybody. That's not actually legit. Everybody, fam.
That's not a fact.
It is a fact. Women are more. Women have to be attached to you emotionally in some kind of way to be able to sleep with you. Men could literally just be with anybody.
You know, there are. We literally talked about this.
Yeah, like, I know. I know.
What are we talking about?
I know, but it's. I'm not talking like, I'm talking like out of one night stand, like out of a one night stand situation. Let's say if she started dating like a coworker or something like that, and she was sleeping with that person, it's more emotional. Like, that person is not just giving them, like, it's not just making them happy physically, but that person is also making them happy emotionally.
I feel like you guys want to believe that we're more sensitive.
No,
okay. But I know bare sensitive guys. Bare sensitive guys.
No, definitely.
And guys, usually when a guy and a girl like break up, it's always like the guy running for the girl.
Yeah, like 6 months literally. After. 6 months after.
Something
after. It doesn't
after.
Happen immediately, but like after, we it's still be lurking.
It's always the guy.
We're still lurking around.
Yeah.
That's been apparent for me in like my previous breakups as well.
Yeah.
Like right after, I'm not even thinking about it, but like 6 months later, that's when I start thinking, oh shit, she could have been
the one. I have had a good one, la 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 la.
But like,
and
but
you
like,
guys feeling sensitive.
But like when it comes to having it open, even if it was open, I feel like guys would take more of the chances that they get when it's open, where like a woman wouldn't take the chances as much. Like, a woman would not be going out sleeping with everybody like every now and then. They might do it like occasionally when they find somebody that attractive. I'm not talking about one night stands. I'm talking about like everyday life. They might do it, but then the guys that they're going to be doing it with, they're going to be, it's not just going to be any random guy. It's going to be like somebody they find super attractive to that level.
I feel like,
because it's easier for men to find women attractive.
I feel like you're wishfully thinking.
No, fam. It's easier for men to find somebody attractive. For a man, as long as you walk, that's it. That's all it requires. But like, even when we go out, fam, even when we go out,
just do it for revenge.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about this specific situation.
Yeah.
Like, even when we go out, me and you, I can see, like, hella baddies, girls everywhere.
Yeah.
How often do you go out and then you see a guy who you think is super attractive? Does that happen very often? Like,
I have high standards.
That's what I'm saying. Standards. Women have higher standards.
I have higher standards.
Women
I cannot say
standards.
For everybody.
Women have higher standards
as
in general.
As we should. I think we should.
That's the point. You guys have higher standards, yeah? So even though you have the opportunity in an open relationship, it's not just going to be any Harry and anybody that comes around.
Any Harry and Ben.
Yes. It's not just going to be your random Joe walking down the street. It's not. It's going to be like occasional, and it's going to be fewer men. Mm. Whereas like a guy, any single girl he gets the opportunity with, that's a potential person that he's going to sleep with. So that's the reason why it hurts even more, because you know when the woman does it, it is deep.
It's because she likes him.
It goes deep.
She finds him very attractive.
Very emphasis on that word. Very attractive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's nice. You guys want to play this game, so can play that game.
Two can tango, but I'm not ready to tango.
You're not ready to tango.
I want to do salsa instead. Nah, shit. My heart couldn't handle that. I swear to God.
There was this other girl also that did like a very amazing revenge, I thought.
Mm.
This is what she did, yeah? She said, thinking about the time I found out he was cheating on me for a month. So I emailed the architectural department with proof that I did all his math exams. And got him expelled from the university for plagiarism.
Yeah. Plagiarism. No way in the world. Yo, she's evil.
I love seeing these things. Send me all of it.
She is.
Send me all.
She messed up his whole life.
Bet.
She messed up the guy's whole life.
Bet.
When you said the best revenge story, I was not expecting that. I was thinking she probably cheated with like two other guys, but nah, she messed up my guy's career. Messed up the guy's career that did not even start.
She got him expelled from his university.
Nah, man. Nah, that's too much. Like, mash up my car if you want, okay? Mash up my car windows, do everything. Do you know how hard university is?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, if that guy's in like his third year or fourth year and then he got expelled because his ex did that dumb shit, nah, fam, dead it.
Dead what?
Dead it.
No, why?
That's too much. I feel like that takes revenge to it. Nah, it's deep,
revenge is sweet. It's very sweet if you're in the other side.
Mm.
It's very sweet.
If you're the one serving it on
don't
a plate.
Don't play with people's feelings.
No, but don't play with my life.
If you're gonna play with their feelings, they'll fuck up your life.
But they will. Like, I'm telling you, yeah, personally, I wouldn't appreciate that. Nobody would appreciate that.
Obviously. But for a cheater,
you
guys are a nightmare.
But like cheating,
you see, if you're not a cheater, something you're safe.
That's something. That's like in a relationship context, okay? If I break your heart, like break my car if you want to. Like something that is only going to affect me then and there. Mm. Not something that is going to affect my life choices for the rest of my life.
No, I don't understand how you
I'm not backing a cheater yet. That's not what I'm doing. But I'm saying that's too much of a revenge.
Listen, if you don't have loyalty to her, there's no reason she should have loyalty to you. And don't be doing dumb shit like that when you know she has evidence. Evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
if you want to break the loyalty, so can we. Fuck you talking about.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's four.
Fair.
It's not fair. That's four.
Fair.
It's not fair. That's four, man. I know for a fact I wouldn't be able to.
No,
I wouldn't appreciate that. Like, if I cheat on you, cheat back on me. 50-50.
Nope.
If I cheat on you, call my mama and tell her you raised a bad son. Like, do some dumb shit like that. But don't. You know
don't
how hard math
emotions.
Is to even begin with?
Yeah, that's what
you know
she's doing
how
it.
How hard math is?
Yeah, he can't even do his math.
He will not be able to get back into the university because she's not helping him no more.
Exactly. So he doesn't deserve
it's
it
long.
To begin with.
No, my guy didn't think it through. Like, first of all,
he didn't think it through.
First of all, you're not good at math. She's
you're
helping
not good
you with
at
your math.
Math
work. You know how hard that shit is?
And
then you go and cheat
on
her.
Man,
come on, man.
I'm saying he deserved it.
No, I still don't think he deserves it.
this is your guys' nightmare. I feel like it's fair, really.
That's actually long, you know.
It's actually fair.
Yeah, you would always take the woman's side.
No, I will take whoever is the victim side.
Mm.
That's what who's gonna take.
Yeah.
Even if it's a guy.
So how much of a punishment do you think a cheater deserves? Like, what's the line? What's the maddest thing you would do if somebody cheated on you?
Hey, five to life.
What? You would kill him?
No, five
girl.
To life, prison.
What would you do? What are you going
to
do?
5 years to life.
What are you going to do?
No, I'm saying, like, you said, what do they deserve? I say prison.
They deserve prison?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought
you were going to do some dumb shit that's going to get you to prison because they cheated on you.
If I have evidence on them and you cheat...
Okay, yes. Let me put it like this.
I don't have any loyalty to you. There's the one girl who called. She found out that he was cheating on her. Yeah. He's a drug dealer. She was dating a drug
dealer.
That's
exactly what I was about to ask.
Exactly. She was dating a drug dealer and she found out he's cheating on her. La, 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 la. So she...
She called the police on him.
She... And she said, this guy has this much weed. This much drug. So... He's in jail now.
Just don't fuck cheat. Up my man's life, don't cheat. Bro.
Don't that's cheat knowing long. That we have some shit on you. Don't do that.
That's long.
There's mad guys out here in think, prison everywhere. But I don't God, think, let's pray that he doesn't come out. Because if he does...
Oh, she's done for.
Exactly.
Oh, she better change her address. She better change her name.
Yeah.
She should definitely look for a nickname. Call yourself Slim T if you want to. You can
you
take that name
to keep
yourself
name.
Safe.
You need to leave town, everything.
She is done for.
Yeah, yeah. Just pray that he doesn't come out, babes.
She's dead. The moment that guy's foot comes out of prison, I'm a
he's
find
already
that girl.
Planning murder.
He's already planning to come
murder.
Back in.
Yeah. He said to his boys, safe, I'll see you soon.
He would escape prison just to go murder that B.
Yeah, he would. He would. So no, I wouldn't more, be, see, I wouldn't do that because I'll be scared. I'll be scared.
She knew what she was getting herself into.
No, I'd be
scared. Because that is definitely
that,
something you
he
should.
He will plan murder.
He would plan murder. Yeah. I mean, it's a drug dealer, fam. If that guy is out here selling cocaine and shit like that, yeah. You don't think he can just pay somebody?
That's what I'm saying. His gang.
His gang.
His gang already have
he
her.
Already has a gang and the gang probably knows. Yeah. You know what? I don't even think he needs to come out.
No, he
to
can
kill
just
her.
Plan
he can literally
his
plan
it
and somebody's going
to
take her life. Yeah. That woman had balls, you know.
She had balls. I hope she's planning to leave town because that you're not
but
safe.
But you already know she's crazy. Like, you already know she's a crazy... Like, that guy knew what he was getting himself into. He knew what he was getting himself into. Like, he knew... He must have known what he was getting himself into.
Okay, maybe he didn't find out that it was her that snitched. Then it's perfect.
So it's just a coincidence. We then just broke up perfect. And then the cops come and bust me up.
But you never know.
I would add it up. 1+1. 1+1 in my head. I would add it up.
What if she,
like, if it happened right after
just
we broke
out,
up? Nah.
Okay, but like, listen. Mm. She didn't even break up with him. Like, she just found out he cheated and the fucking police. The popo. She said, come get my boo.
Shit.
So imagine that happened and she never said anything and she's like, oh my God, I can't wait for you. Sorry, but I gotta go.
And then she just ditched when he's in prison.
Then it's a wrap. That's a perfect case.
Perfect crime.
That's really. A perfect crime, perfect to crime. Be honest.
If you're gonna snitch, snitch good.
Snitch good. Snitch planned.
Snitch good. Don't put your life in danger by snitching.
Yeah.
No, that's actually long, man.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, don't date a crazy girl.
Moral of the story, don't cheat. <Don't>
I know that's what you were gonna say. No, but no, that's actually long, fam.
It is.
No, like don't snitch. Like basically, yeah. If you get cheated on, yeah? Yes, take revenge.
You said firm it.
Take revenge.
Firm it.
No, take actual revenge, yeah? But don't fuck up the person's life. Like, do not fuck up the person's life. You have a heartbreak, you're going to survive. But I see some videos on Instagram.
Yeah.
Of, like, girls messing up their ex's cars because the ex broke up with them.
Yeah, keying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keying it, scratching it, busting basically it. Destroying the whole shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that's.
Step down.
Hey, vocals.
I'm gonna pay Beyonce and fucking smash that car, bro. That's a vibe. That's a vibe.
Nah,
still.
Look, that's actually long. I'm not saying that's justifiable.
Yeah.
It's not justifiable at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, deal with your heartbreak. If somebody cheats on you, deal with it in a mature way. But that I can kind of understand. It's just a car. You can get it fixed. But if it's something that's going to mess me up for the rest of my life, your heartbreak is going to heal and I'm going to be rotting in prison. I don't think that's justifiable.
I think...
In that case, don't snitch.
I'm saying, if you're not going to hold your loyalty to anyone, don't expect them to hold it for you. Period.
Yeah, but it's loyalty giving, in a relationship.
Nah, you don't give a fuck.
Now I understand why they say giving. Snitches get stitches. I understand. If you're going to snitch on me and you take me to prison, yeah, I don't care if you're my ex.
But you already
I don't care
gave
if anybody
her the stitches.
Does it. Yeah,
you
I gave her the
gave
stitches,
her the
but
stitches.
I stitch her heart. I gave her the stitches on her heart. She just stitched my whole life.
Period.
Because my whole life is
period.
Messed up after that. What
period.
Am I going to do? I
period.
Go to prison,
period.
I come back out, I'm 35.
Yeah.
Because I dated this crazy girl some time ago. See,
no.
That's the thing.
No,
I'm not trying to justify
illegal,
cheating yet.
Period.
Like, don't cheat in the first place. But if you do cheat, if you snitch, that's worse.
No, it's not.
No, I swear. That's literally
not.
Worse.
It literally isn't.
If you
you're
snitch
doing
and I got to go
illegal.
To prison because I was
you're
dating
doing something
you
illegal.
Cheat, I am doing something illegal.
Yeah,
but you
that's
know
why
that.
You
knew
to jail.
That when you were together with me.
Yeah.
So now, babes, like, you got to have some love for me, right?
No. No, babes. No, honey.
Nah, man.
There's
nah,
no
that's
love
actually,
here.
That's
the
actually
love went
long.
Away when you cheated.
That's actually long. Nah, nah. So you would cheat on your man if he was a drug dealer and then he cheated on you. You would do that.
snitch on him.
You would snitch on him if he cheated on you. And you knew, yeah?
Yeah.
You knew that if this man gets caught by the popo because they wanted to have him for a long time, you knew that if he got caught, he would be in there for like 40 years. 40 years of his life is going to be gone.
40?
Yeah. Let's just say like he was a top...
Did he commit murder or something? 40?
Let's say it was a Pablo Escobar or some shit like that.
Ooh.
Yeah?
Okay, I'm dating a Tadlo Escobar.
You're dating a cartel
Yo.
King. Like a king.
Yo.
King. And you knew if you snitched on him...
Snitch daddy. I'm never snitch daddy. I'll never snitch.
And then if you knew you cheated on him, it was going to go off for life. Okay,
would you still do that? Kill me though. He's gonna kill me.
No, but
that one,
it's like the
me.
Same situation as this. He cheated on you, and then you pretended like you didn't know that he cheated, and then you snitched on him, so you're not even gonna be a suspect.
Yeah,
would you still do it? He's gonna go
I'm
away.
I'm not
for
gonna
life.
Be a suspect at all.
You're not gonna be a suspect at all. I mean, you're Pablo Escobar, that's a different situation because
he will find out.
Because
he's
a crazy don.
He owns the city.
He's a crazy don.
Yeah.
But let's say we're talking about like another drug dealer,
a regular schmegler
who you loved at some point. And then he cheated on you. Would you snitch if you knew he was going to go away for a long time?
I wouldn't. But what I'm
saying... Thank you.
But listen. But
do you think that people deserve it?
But, yeah. I'm
like,
saying...
if I'm deep, cheating is not even that deep.
Because for me, feelings have never been that deep for me.
Yeah.
But if they feel like, oh, you betrayed them and you're hurting them that deep.
Yeah.
Obviously, you cannot ask loyalty to people that you don't have loyalty to. If you're breaking their loyalty, you can't be craving loyalty for them.
But
you deserve
loyalty.
Whatever they decide is worthy.
It's loyalty in two different ways. This is loyalty within a relationship, and this is loyalty, like personal loyalty. Like
what
this is something
is
that affects
loyalty?
This is something that affects my life.
Yeah, same here. You know, people literally have a PTSD from cheating.
A heartbreak is not that deep.
People have PTSD.
I know people have PTSD.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you let yourself fall so in love with somebody and they cheat on you, I know you can have PTSD.
You can have PTSD.
But you can always recover from that. You like go talk to a therapist. talk with your friends. It's a heartbreak. It's a scar on your heart. But it's
going to
heal. It's always going
to
heal.
No.
Because I remember my heartbreak. I felt like this was it. This is the end of it.
But she didn't cheat on you.
I healed.
No, you didn't.
No, she didn't cheat on me, but it was still a pretty hurtful heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
People heal from heartbreaks, fam. It's not that deep.
Yeah.
If somebody cheats on you, I swear to God, if I got cheated on...
No, you're nervous, babe.
If I got cheated on, I swear to you, I will not even be mad.
Okay.
I swear.
But
I know I'm saying it right now because I don't have somebody, feelings are not involved.
That sounds ridiculous.
But I swear...
You would
I would not
even
be
mad
because I would not take it personally.
What are you talking
about? If somebody cheats, you're a cheater. That's who you are. That's not on me.
So you're a cheater?
Nah, fam. The point that I'm trying to make is I personally, call it being narcissistic, too much confidence, whatever you want to call it, I would not take it personally. I would not take it as a personal trauma. I would just be like, yeah, you cheated on me. You're a cheater. Next. We move on to the next one. Because when you deep it, it's really... Now it sounds like I'm an actual cheater, but when you deep it, what I'm trying to say, it's not the worst thing in the world that could happen to somebody.
Whatever. I don't know what you want me to say. At the end of the day, if you don't have loyalty to someone, you expect them to have, and then you expect them to have loyalty for you.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. There is no loyalty.
Yeah.
You can find that somewhere else, babes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. There's no way I'm gonna be in the guy's side. I literally don't give a fuck.
I wouldn't take it that far.
I'm saying
if my girlfriend
was
a drug queen pen and then that's it.
What do you mean?
If she cheated, and she was like this kingpin, queenpin, whatever, I would not think of snitching on her. I would just move on with my life.
I wouldn't think that either.
I would do something else. Like I might fuck up her car. I would do something. Maybe.
I'm not even doing that.
Maybe.
I don't even have the energy for
that. Yeah, like, I wouldn't do that either because I just said it ain't that deep.
Yeah.
But I would not think about snitching.
Well, they did.
Wow, crazy.
So you're not safe. You guys are not safe out here. So to say the least, stop cheating, period.
And if you're going to cheat, make sure you're not a drug dealer.
Make
sure she doesn't know your secrets, basically.
If you know she has evidence on you, maybe stop. Maybe don't do it. Maybe break up with her before you go sleep with another girl. I don't know.
You got to make sure it's not that type of girl. You got to make sure it's not a crazy type of girl. If you feel like she has
he's crazy.
If you feel like she has the tendencies, he's crazy. To snitch on you to the police.
He's the crazy one, though.
They're both crazy equally in my eyes.
Equally.
If you feel like she has the tendencies to be able to call the cops and be like, this guy's doing this, nah.
Maybe stop, yeah. That's maybe stop.
Maybe don't even do it in the first place, you know? You gotta calculate your risks.
Exactly.
Nah, that's actually mad, man. I was gonna ask you, like, if you have been cheated on, but I don't think you have you?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Yeah.
And you caught the person?
Yeah.
And you confronted them?
Yeah.
Yalla, explain.
I have probably told you the story. What are you talking about?
I don't remember.
It's from my ex.
But that's the thing, though. Your relationships were not like boyfriend, girlfriend.
It literally was. But this was the first time that I met him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, by the way, I dated him twice.
Mm.
Yuck, on my side. Don't judge me. So, me and him were going in a party, or he was throwing the party. And then I decided to bring my friend and her best friend.
Mm.
My friend and, like, we would all go to the same class. And I knew, like, he was throwing the party and we were, like, girlfriend and boyfriend at that point. Mm. So I decided to ask my friend to come with me. And then she's like, oh, can I bring my best friend? I said, yes. So her and her best friend came to the party with me. And then...
How long had you guys been dating at this point?
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's pretty early.
Actually, I have to be cheated on, like, multiple times. To be honest, because I account it as cheating if they were texting other girls.
It is.
It is literally it cheating, is, but right?
It's not that. It depends on what they were saying. Were they sexting?
No.
What were they doing?
They were trying to flirt and they were getting denied. Ugh. They were getting denied. Yuck.
An ick.
Yuck.
Immediate ick.
Ick.
I mean, it does count as cheating.
It was literally
cheating. It's not like the deepest. It's like the roads leading to actually like cheating. But it is being unloyal.
Yeah, but that's,
it is being
that's
unloyal.
Only because I caught it beforehand.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Yeah. Before anything happened. That was literally why like it didn't continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. So he kissed my friend's best friend, basically, at the party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she told him that he told her like he was gonna tell me.
Mm.
So she came running back and told me first because she wanted to be my good side.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why did she even do it in the first place?
Exactly. She didn't want to tell me.
Yeah.
It was just because like he said he was gonna tell me.
Oh, okay.
So she came running back trying to tell me. Yeah.
Right. And then you said something interesting. You said you had dated him twice.
Yeah.
So that means there must have been a break some part in the relationship. You guys broke off and then you got back to each other.
We were away for like 3 years, 3-4 years before we started dating again. Yeah.
So my question is, do you believe in breaks in a relationship?
Nah.
Hmm.
I don't believe in no, because we broke up again. So like, what's the purpose?
If you had been dating somebody and everything was aight, and you guys dated for like about 3 years, and then you got to a point in the relationship where you feel like you needed some space from each other. And it was nothing too deep. They just said, I'm working on this and we need some space. We need to break up or we need to go on a break for 2 weeks. No contact. Would you consider that to be a breakup? And do you think that the relationship is going to be okay after that?
No, it's a
do you
break.
Feel like
it's
there's
a
coming? Could you take that 2 weeks break and then get back together with somebody?
Absolutely not.
Hmm. Interesting.
Would you?
See, I've never taken back an ex. Or I've never been taken back by an ex either.
Yeah.
And for good reasons. Because
but you guys
if it
never
didn't work
said
in the
like
first
it was
place,
a yeah.
You guys why were do you think it's
going to
work
you guys
again?
Broke up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Cuz there's no
I couldn't,
reason for
I
me.
Couldn't. If I got to a point where it's like I want a break, then I would just break up instead.
Cuz
a break
why
is not
going to
work. The same problems that were there, the same reasons why you want to get into a break in the first place. After those 2 weeks, no matter how long you guys take apart, when you come back, those same problems are still going to be there. So if you want to give the relationship like longevity, try to solve the problems. Because if you go on that break, it's a breakup. You cannot tell me that you can come back and be together with your ex. I don't believe that.
I feel like, giving people a break is like the trial for a breakup.
Mm.
That's how I feel like.
Yeah, exactly. Because
if somebody's trying to break up with you but doesn't want to lose you
yeah.
very quick, like they want to baby step into a breakup.
Exactly.
That's what it is to me. Because I feel like it's like making sure that you're okay without them so you can just leave them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what that period is speaking to
exactly. me. Exactly. Because 2 weeks is a long time to be in a break. Even a week is a long time to be in a break.
A break.
A lot of feelings can evaporate during that time.
Yeah, it's just to see if they're okay without you.
Mm, mm. That's why
because
I don't
they want to leave.
That's why I don't get like couples that are on and off. Like on and off people. I've known a lot of people through my life who are in an on and off relationship. I don't get
break
it.
Up relationship again.
I couldn't break up with you, leave, come back, and do it again. And do it another time. And I've known some people that probably break up with the same person 4 or 5 times. I'm like, y'all are just wasting your time. That's literally a waste of time. I don't
yeah,
see...
after the second time, I don't understand why you would go back. Yeah.
Why? Why? There's no sense to it. I couldn't do a break in a relationship. I could never.
No, there's
if somebody
no
wants
break.
To take a break, yeah, let's just call it off. Like, I got you. Let's just call it off entirely.
You have a confession?
I've got one that's a bit unusual.
Okay.
It's like family problems. We haven't talked about that.
Okay.
So
let's switch it up a bit.
Yeah. I was brought up by family vloggers and it ruined my life. I, female 17, was brought up by my parents who family vlogged. They started vlogging when I was about around 7 and stopped 3 years ago. I want to hugely avoid speculation as to who my family is, so I wouldn't be sharing much more detail.
Mm.
The channel had over 500,000 subscribers. My parents finally stopped when there was a mental health crisis in my family as a result of the channel. This was never shared online.
Oh my God.
If you are a family vlogger or considering it, please read this and consider my perspective. I've wanted to share for a while, but didn't know how to. I loved it for a while. I loved being center of attention while the camera was on, and I loved getting more toys. I stopped loving it when I realized the only time I got attention was when the camera was on.
Oh my God.
And the only time I got toys was when I performed in a way I was meant to. Sounds like a zoo.
Oh my God. Actually
circus,
true.
Circus animal. I'm going to list some stuff that happened and how it affected us.
Okay.
My sibling and I were so paranoid, there were cameras on us, that the only place we felt comfortable changing was in the bathroom with the lights off. Wow. I couldn't talk to my mom about anything when my mental health began to get bad because I was too scared she shared online. If I had asked her not to, it wouldn't have made a difference. I now barely have a relationship with my mom. Mm. My mom considered homeschooling us so that she'd have more time to make content during the day.
Oh my God.
My best friend's mom said she didn't want my friend to talk to my friend anymore because my mom kept filming her without permission.
Oh my God.
My mom didn't care how upset I was. I didn't have a single private moment. My mom woke me up with the light, with the camera on, and she often filmed right until we went to sleep. She filmed us in the bath, and although she tried to get it off the internet, it's downloaded and online forever. She shared when I got my period, even though I told her I didn't
what?
Want to. What? The hell?
What?
That's actually wild. Someone attempted to kidnap my sister and found it easy because they knew her full name, address, school, and details about her. My sister didn't know he was a stranger because he knew so much about her. There's obviously a lot more. Feel free to ask any questions you have. Yo.
What kind of nonsense?
They were brought up in a narcissistic ass home.
Yeah. How old did you say she was?
She is 17.
She's 17. They stopped filming 3 years ago.
3 years
so
ago.
She was
15. And they started filming since she was 7.
When she was 14 is when they stopped.
Yeah. And they started filming since she was 7 years old.
My
so
God.
7 to 14. 7 years of her life has been
years.
Documented. That's too much. In the bath, after she just got her period, the internet doesn't need to know about that. The world does not need to know about that. Yeah, that's an invasion of their privacy for sure.
No, she never has, she doesn't have anything private.
Mm. Now, something I saw recently online as well that was talking about parents who share stuff on the internet, if they have the consent of the child to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
Sweden was gonna have that law.
Yeah, because the child is not consenting to that.
Yeah,
like they might grow up and not appreciate so much everybody seeing them.
No, there's literally
naked
pedophiles out here. So sharing a video to public with them in the bath.
Yeah.
Those are like family pictures. You get what I mean? So exactly. You can show for your family.
Yes. Like, and we had pictures. Like, my mom used to film us, but it was never like that. It was never that obsessive.
You would never publish that.
And then you never show it to anybody else. Maybe when family, friends come over, exactly. You guys can go through the photos, have a laugh about it.
Yeah.
But right now, because we live in an internet age, everybody gets to see it. And if somebody downloaded that image, it's going to be there. It's going to be somewhere for the rest of your life.
It could be ending up in wrong people's hands, just like I said, pedophilia.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there are people out here that actually do that.
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
I'm not trying to blame the person for fulfilling their child. I mean, obviously, it's always the pedo's fucking fault. But, like, in the bathroom, when she's getting her period.
That's too much, man. Would you document, like, your family life when you have a partner? Let's say you adopt kids, because I know you don't want to have kids. Let's say you adopt kids.
Okay.
Would you be like a social media mom, like posting ugly pictures of your baby and being like, oh, she's so cute? Because parents do that all the time.
Ugly pictures? Did you call them ugly pictures?
You cannot convince me, yeah, that babies look good. As a baby, you just look ugly.
Do you think all babies look bad?
I just don't think babies are good looking or cute. When they start reaching like
not
1 or 2
looking,
years old, yeah.
But like cute.
I don't see it. All I see is cheeks.
Yeah, okay.
All I see is cheeks.
And I'm the one that doesn't like kids? How does that make sense? You literally don't even think they look cute.
I don't think they look cute when they're that young. I don't think I look cute when I was a baby.
I was a cute baby.
The thing is, I can't understand when parents go, oh, he looks so much like his dad.
Yeah, I don't see.
I never see that.
No, they look like babies. They all look the same.
They look like, exactly.
They all look the same.
They got like 2-pound cheeks on their faces. You cannot tell me they resemble anybody in the family.
They literally don't. They don't.
Whenever I hear
they
that.
All look the same. But if it's, okay, so, but if it's like family, I feel like you might notice it a little bit more because you see the person like on the regular, then maybe. They say like they look like, a child looks like their father the first few months that he's born. So, like, they would know. That's a DNA test, back in them days.
Yeah.
So, genetically, like, they would look like their dad.
Mm.
But I honestly couldn't tell before. And sometimes I do tell, but that's, like, when I know that person. Mm. If it's family, then I would know a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, noses and ears, like, little things.
Little things sometimes. Yeah. I can usually tell when their face starts forming. Because babies, their face has no form. It's just like cheeks and eyes.
It's just a circle.
Yeah. It has no form. You can't tell their jawline. You can't tell. Sometimes the nose doesn't even look the same, like when you become older.
Yeah.
You can't tell shit like that.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom told me the story about like when I was born. Like immediately when everybody saw me, they were like, that is your twin. And I actually turned out to be my mom's twin because I look so much like her.
Yeah,
like I resemble my mom the most in the family. Okay. My siblings have like a combination of both or like my dad, but like I am my mom. I'm a photocopy of her.
You copy paste.
Copy and paste. Okay. But people told me, like she told me that right after I came out, like everybody was like, that's your twin. I'm like, how can you see that? You can't see that.
Impossibly.
I look at the baby photos and I'm like, nah, I can't see it at that point, but now I see it because I'm grown.
Yeah. No, I never get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I feel horrible for the girl. I actually do.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only way they could make... I mean, it's not the only way they can make money, to be honest. But it's good money in social media and stuff like that. And people want to see that. So that's why, like, she was doing that, you know? So,
yeah. Do you think the Kardashian family... Do you think their kids are going to grow up feeling that way?
Kardashian family?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like Kim's daughter, Stormy, she's all over the media.
But they actually have limits. You know what I mean? I feel like they know the system. Like they're not going to share their kids having their period and put a camera on their face when they just woke up.
That sounds like some shit the Kardashians would do for them.
No, but they don't do that. Like they have a little bit of privacy.
I've watched an episode where Kim was getting a bikini wax and that was on TV.
Yeah, but she consented to that and she's not a child.
No, but I mean, if you would put that on TV, that's definitely would do something with your child.
I don't think
that family has limits. They would literally put anything on camera if it's going to get views.
But not to their children. is what I'm saying.
Probably not. See, I don't watch the show. Maybe they are doing something right now and the kids are all over the channel. But yeah. I don't watch the Kardashians. I just don't. It's not something that I've ever been interested in.
I did watch them before. And Kylie and Kendall, like, they both grew up on TV, on camera. Mm. And they seem to be fine.
No, she's obviously a billionaire, that money so coming in. So.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's TV. It's not like social, like that, not everything is postable. And they get that. Like they know that it's children and they, like, it's ETV or something.
Yeah.
They know that they will get backlash if they're like posting things like, oh, child having their period.
Yeah.
But this is like their mother filming them. And it's horrifying, girl. I feel bad for you.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That sucks. Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible situation. I just said terrible situation in French.
That's
terrible
not,
situation. No, I couldn't, man. I couldn't. Yep. So that was it for today.
Yeah.
That was it, y'all. You know, we've been all over the place.
I hope
talked
you guys...
a little bit about some deep shit, too. You know what I mean?
Why you got your
the
lips
conversation
like that?
Got a little bit deep.
Jesus Christ. Wow, thank you guys funny. For listening this episode. Subscribe.
Yes, subscribe. Give us 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Leave a good review.
All that good stuff.
YouTube. I want to see some action on YouTube, you know? I want to see some action. I want to see the subscribes coming in. I want you guys to watch the whole thing. I mean, if you've already gotten this far, then you definitely have watched everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, just keep the likes coming. We appreciate all the support we get. You know?
And yeah. Then,
yeah, we'll see you guys
next week.
In the next one. Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.